You think these calls about Alex Caruso are just teams asking what Alex Caruso is like?
Just
just like,
calling. Who is this guy?
What's his like workout regimen? We're interested.
He seems fun. Does he want to hang out sometime?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Full Court Mess, the hottest basketball hot take podcast. Say that 5 times fast, or don't. I'm Jared, your local, please don't trade Alec Burks away fan.
I'm Joe, your local team chemistry haver.
Ooh, I'm Will, and I'm going to very carefully and professionally throughout the podcast mute myself to eat chips.
And we're on brand once more. And we have today Aiden Sears.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for being here on an incredibly short notice.
Of course.
As we do with anyone new on the podcast, give us your 5 players from your All Suns team or die.
My All Suns team. Okay. Point guard, this is going to have a heavily Atlanta bias. But my favorite son, my most prized son, is absolutely Trae Young. His terrible haircut, his wonderful passes. I love him dearly.
How could his haircut be improved? I need to know.
Like, from an objective standpoint, or how I could love it more?
Either one.
I think the way to salvage it is just to shave it off.
Yeah,
I would enjoy if he put some barrettes on the little strands of hair that he has left.
I have no doubt that...
some butterfly clips. Some nice glittery. Yeah. That'd be a good look.
If Trae Young fixed his haircut, he would undoubtedly immediately become like an at best average NBA player.
No, he can't mess with it.
If he put those berets in, I think there's a decent chance he could immediately become an in prime Hall of Famer. Like, they'd induct him while he was still playing.
And also the new face of Jordan Brand.
Trae Brand.
Yeah.
He would own the Charlotte Hornets the second he did it. All right, we got Trae Young.
I'll do a new addition. Again, sticking with the Hawks theme. Norcross's own Brandon Goodwin. A recent addition, or he was in the G League for a minute, and then the Hawks realized that they couldn't have Evan Turner be their backup point guard.
They sure did, because he is not on the team anymore.
For the best, probably. But we enjoyed him here.
You're the first person I've heard say that.
I mean...
About Evan the Logo Turner?
Yes.
Of people who had a hilariously short stint with the Atlanta Hawks, it's Rasheed Wallace and Carmelo Anthony, first of all.
Hawks legend Carmelo Anthony.
I want a Melo Hawks jersey worse than I want anything else in my life.
Is there a way to get
that? It's high on the list for me, too. Along with a Roy Hibbert Bucks jersey for me.
But then, okay, moving on. Again, I'll continue the bias. I'll go with former Hawks great Kyle Korver.
Ooh.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce Korver. The man, the myth. I think his game with a 3-point streak was one of the happiest times of my life.
And then everything changed. The world.
Kyle Korver is probably the number one reason I fell in love with Hawks Twitter. just because you could always tell exactly what he had just done in the game based off what all of them were tweeting, like verbatim the same thing at the same time. It was either that hot sauce, give me that hot sauce, Kyle, or hands have it, Korver, over and over. And you just see it instantly like 8 times in a row, especially during that 60-win season. And it was like, ah, yes, Kyle Korver just recorded a steal. Good to know.
That was a great time for Hawks Twitter, because when they went undefeated in January, the Hawks, they just kept adding W's to the Hawks. And then they ran out of room. And then the Hawks almost instantly got terrible. But again, during those glorious couple of months, Kyle Korver, my son, brought me so much joy. Yeah, I will continue. Next son at the four. I got to go with John Collins.
Okay, okay.
John Collins innocent.
This is a very pro John the Baptist podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's on at least one or two of our three sons lists.
I feel like we could safely call him a son of the pod.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Him and Steven Adams and Boban are like the three sons, all-time sons of the pod.
Boban, I almost feel, needs to have his jersey returned, because I feel like it's just a given that Boban is everyone's son.
Yeah, yeah.
He won't be on my roster, but he, like, it's understood.
Yeah, I feel like if there's, I think it was this season he wasn't on my roster. It's because he had transcended being a son and he became more like a brother.
You have that, it's like you have that debate every year. Is Steven Adams a son or is he just my best friend?
Yeah.
I think your son can be your best friend.
It's true. Wow.
As his tattoo grows, so does my love for him.
Yeah.
John, and then I guess
John's on his way. Sorry, continue.
John's on his way to being all of our friends?
Yeah. I think so. I trust him with my life.
I want to hang out with him while he's wearing that cool airplane outfit.
Yeah, from the dunk contest.
Yeah.
John Collins was robbed.
When he jumped over a plane?
Jumped over a plane wearing a scarf.
Like Amelia Earhart.
And now everybody's going fucking crazy for OG and Serge Ibaka wearing scarves. But when John was doing it, he got suspended for 25 games.
That's what he got suspended for, actually. But they said it was something else.
The scarf thing happened first, and then the suspension happened. I feel pretty safe connecting the two. Also, John Collins had a legitimately incredible dunk in that contest when he went from the one side of the basket to the other underneath. And was just, no one gave a shit because A, he's tall, and B, they were mad at him about the airplane thing.
His reaction on that dunk is very funny, because you can see in his face he's instantly confused by how mild the crowd gets.
Yes. That was really hard and really good.
He was like, no one else in this room can do that. No one else in this entire arena can do what I just did, yet you all are holding up sevens in the crowd. Oh, John, I wish he was a Buck. He could have been a Buck, but instead the Bucks invested in the long project of DJ Wilson instead of John.
They had to fulfill the prophecy of nobody picks at 19th overall like the Atlanta Hawks.
That's
all right. You got you got your center?
I do have my center. If I was going historic, I should lay it out that I consider the greatest Atlanta Hawk of all time to be Pero Antic.
All right.
Pero got a shout out on last pod, because someone posted a tweet that said, who's the second most random NBA player you can think of? And someone said Pero Antic.
Pero Antic, he solely like ruined Roy Hibbert's career. Because it was the Pacers-Hawks playoff series, and Pero Antic just loved shooting threes, and Roy Hibbert did not enjoy defending people who shot threes. So they just like didn't play Roy Hibbert that series. It was spectacular.
That's two Roy Hibbert stories in the same what, 6 minute span so far? We are killing it.
The first thing that always leaps to mind with Perantich is the day he was a part of the world almost ending, when him and Gortat were about to fight in a Wizards Hawks game, and just like everyone you could feel understood the gravity of the situation, that yes, we could not let these two giants clash with one another, or else it would be the end of the NBA as we knew it.
It's like splitting an atom. You can't do it.
Horrifying.
Okay. But he was not my son. I should, yeah. Center son has to be Nikola Jokic.
Mm. Nice one.
Because he always looks like he's sick. I think every offseason I wonder if he's going to retire, because I don't think he likes playing basketball.
Isn't there a picture of him post game wearing a T-shirt that says "I paused my game for this" or something?
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite pictures. Like him with eight microphones in his face and just a schlubby T-shirt that says "I paused my video game for this."
Is that there's that one tweet about him where it's like he plays basketball like he's the big kid in flip flops on the court.
That's a pretty solid list though. I like these Suns.
It's an excellent team. Maybe just having Trey and Jokic on the same team is something I'd like to see happen regardless.
Yes. I'm partially just trying to will that into the universe.
Is that a possibility in the All-Star game? That could happen?
Maybe.
Yeah.
They could be on the same. It's not East versus West anymore. So it could happen. This, in a matter of weeks, we could see it.
Put you on the spot. Everybody, is there a different two players you can name in the league more different than Trae Young and Nikola Jokic?
Oh. Jeez.
Trae Young and Andre Drummond.
Isaiah Thomas and Boban.
I'm trying to think of the nicest player in the league to just put on the court with Jimmy Butler.
Ooh, I got one. Serge Ibaka and Kelly Olynyk, looks only.
Who's got the flattest ass in the league? And we put them with put them with Kyle.
It's like rattle off like five guys.
I'm making my list here.
Well, there's a couple schools of thought.
Who's to say what's the flattest?
And they won't let me on the court with my level, so I don't get the most fair. But I have some guesses.
All right, so let's see. The trade deadline is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
At least at the time of recording this. There are lots of rumors. But these recent trades, which we'll get into in a second, bring us something really interesting. This tweet from Kevin Pelton says, "The Timberwolves will be the third team on which Allen Crabbe and Evan Turner have been teammates."
Very incredible. Nice.
I bet this one will finally work out for them.
Yes. We've seen a few brotherhoods formed with being traded together or ending up together, and I feel like this is the one where no one cares.
I mean, I can remember Portland, but I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure what the other team they were on was. Were they, like, did they end up on? Oh, wow. See, there you go.
Yes.
I forgot that Allen Crabbe was on the Hawks earlier this season, because the Hawks took back Jeffrey Teague.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. I just remembered today that Chandler Parsons used to be on the Hawks when they waived him.
Parsons was on the injury report basically all season, and he'd have like six different injuries. It was like concussion, whiplash, illness, foot.
Whole ass car accident.
Just put out body. Entire body.
It don't work anymore.
Well, I guess with the latest thing, there's the threat of him just never being able to play again.
I like, not like in a way where I'm accusing him of anything, but like I don't think he was going to play again anyway.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I feel like that was kind of what people expected before, and now
he's been out for like 3 out of 4 years, and when he was on the court, looked like he couldn't move.
Yeah, it's not news other than, like, the reasoning being bad news.
Before he had no knees, and now he also was hit by a car.
It gets the best of us.
The news here about the moves the Heat are trying to make is pretty wild.
With Andre?
They're making a run at Andre and Danilo Gallinari.
Oh.
Wow.
Didn't expect that second one.
Woj just named it. Pat Riley clearly sees an opportunity to make a run with these Heat. And I hope he goes all in because I like watching him fail.
Here's a hot take. The Heat, pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Whether they get Iggy or Danilo or stay with the exact same team, pretty good.
I just really want them to go all in on pretty good. Pretty good's fun too, but like maybe we can get Pat Riley to ship out maybe like 5 first round picks for Gallinari or Andy Dollar something, get real desperate.
Yeah, that'd be good. And then in a year, Jimmy Butler requests a trade.
The Thunder are just going to have like a stockpile of 24 first round picks from the Rockets and the Heat and a couple other teams. And they're just going to be just have this capital.
Whenever you have all that, it feels like you can't possibly screw it up, but like they're going to use all of them and they're going to have so many different Terrence Fergusons on the Thunder.
Yep. They already have 4 different Terrence Fergusons on the roster right
they
now.
They do. They got Hammy Diallo. They got Terrence Ferguson.
Lugent Dort.
Yeah, they're loaded with Fergusons.
Terrence Ferguson is the 3rd most Terrence Ferguson person on that team.
That's true.
We have our second Jay Crowder.
Oh, yes.
There may be 15 Jay Crowders in the league, but there are 40 to 50 Terrence Fergusons in the NBA.
I did see in the Bucks game yesterday, Wes Matthews is tying back his dreads now. He's like a mini Crowder.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, one of these days, our Crowders will fight each other.
Or they will all band up against the Morrises of the league.
This is also true.
What if Marquise Morris is just like Marcus Morris was even more outdated than we thought, and it wasn't malicious intent. He was a very binary worldview, and he meant woman-like tendencies just because Jay Crowder has long hair.
That's very possible.
He was like, on average, statistically, more women have long hair.
Okay.
That's a fact, and this is not a fact-based podcast. Get those statistics out of here.
The most math we've used in Tuesday podcast.
Will's talking level and compass and protractor to calculate the circumference of Kyle Lowry's ass out there.
All right, back to trades.
There's only one thing I need to calculate that circumference, and it's 2 hands the good Lord gave me on the end of my arm.
Okay, trade time. Aiden, so you're a Hawks fan.
Yes.
How you feel about Capella?
I like it a lot. It's with that caveat where the Hawks are a team who are so bad that you're wary of any trade that makes them a little bit better. Because that's just fool's gold.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when the Rockets seem more than willing to get rid of everyone over the height of like 6'8", like, well, maybe taking on this guy's in a bad direction. But the man jumps high and the man can dunk. And those are two things that Trae Young likes a whole lot.
He sure does. I'm excited for this pick and roll game very much.
Mm-hmm. And he also just sounds like a nice person.
He sounds like a very nice person. And the more people there are to catch oops from Trae Young, the more Trae Young gets to do that thing where he hops a bit when anyone dunks.
Yes. That's what we need.
Instantly here, we love it about him.
Good. Which is another reason why he's the polar opposite of Nikola Jokic, because he's never hopped a day in
life. No.
So true.
Neither of his feet have ever left the ground. He just slides them around and he plays.
He's got those moon shoes that can just slide around on the floor.
When everyone else is running in the NBA game, Jokic is doing Olympic power walking where you have to have at least 1 foot on the ground at all times.
He's playing with Heelys on.
What player in the NBA would be the best at Heelys?
Oh, man.
Or is the best at Heelys?
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, that's a pretty good
one. Yeah. Oh, Devin Booker.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yep.
D'Lo? D'Lo's got to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Clay? Clay said he used to skateboard, so he's got that balance.
Every member of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay.
But Chris Paul would just be really efficient at it.
Yeah.
He'd do it really seriously, but he'd be good.
He'd be good, but he'd also be mad at anyone else he sees using Heelys.
He'd be too busy critiquing Heely for him.
Yes.
You see him just using them to get down the stairs faster. And then getting grossed out that other people are doing tricks with them.
Because they're not going about the fundamentals.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm looking at...
They're not a joke. You don't use them as a joke.
I'm looking at this 4-team trade.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the largest trades in a while also feeling not significant. Outside of... Capella, and just it's significant as Evan Turner's moved again. That's just fun to see.
It's significant in reuniting Evan Turner and Alan Crabb.
Yes, and that's what we're all about here.
Is friendship.
I want to give a shout out to Houston for while I don't like them, they did go out to get Jordan Bell, the only player that we know of to be suspended for using a coach's credit card to order porn from the hotel.
Which is 100% the Houston Rockets brand.
Yes. So, good for them. And also securing a 2024 second round pick, which is so important.
That's not a real year. Come on.
They've got their eye on the 53rd best sophomore in high school, and they're so ready to grab him late in that round.
See, Atlanta also gets Nene. I don't know if he's played within the last 3 years, but good for them.
Yeah, I just recently found out Nene is still in the NBA, 5 seconds ago.
Nene. The most impactful thing Nene has done in the last 3 years has been effectively forced the Hawks to cut Chandler Parsons.
Oh, okay. Significant.
So good for Nene.
Yeah. Okay. This is good. This is good, actually.
No, Nene was the only news he's been in all year was that Houston tried to get really creative with his contract. And it's his base salary was low, but they put in incentives so they could try to trade. He could fit under their cap, but they wanted to be able to trade him for bigger salary. So it was yeah, sure. His base salary is $2 million, but we gave him $13 million in this incentive, so technically we should get to trade him for a guy who's making $15 million. And the NBA was just like, no, absolutely not.
And then Houston was like, I'm telling.
Now that you picked up the phone, we should have won the 2018 NBA championship because the refs did not call these 7 fouls. And the NBA's like, God damn it, this whole Nene thing.
Which player retires first, Nene or Udonis Haslem?
Oh.
Udonis Haslem hasn't retired yet?
Udonis Haslem is playing?
He's still on the Heat.
Is he? What the fuck?
What are his stats this year?
I don't know that he's played much right now.
He's the new Joel Anthony, who I thought was still in the league, but is not.
Hold up. He's averaging 100% from the field.
Hell yeah.
Well, no wonder they're doing so well.
He's averaging 2.5 points a game, 1.5 rebounds a game in 2 games.
Ah.
Nice.
Wow. He hasn't
missed a shot.
He's on fire, but he's not perfect from the free throw line, so we hate to see that.
Oh, come on.
I swear, somehow, I think he's like 10 years older than Vince Carter. And he's solidly younger.
Yeah, he's like 37 or 38, right?
No, he's 39.
Okay. He's 3 years younger than Vince then. Vince is 42, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got the right person to confirm Vince Carter's age.
I know how old Vince Carter is.
Let's see. We have plenty of rumors right now, of course, with Chris Haynes tweeting multiple teams are inquiring about the availability of Los Angeles Lakers guard Alex Caruso.
Writer from Bleacher Report says,
I had mentioned this previously, heard Lakers get more calls for Caruso than just about anyone else.
I don't believe that for a second.
I'm hoping my team is just constantly calling the Lakers to ask about LeBron. It's like, what's the worst that could happen? Take a swing.
Most of the replies for, or a lot of them for the Caruso tweet are people saying, all right, Dame for Caruso, straight up.
Is it like, and it's specifically Dame?
Yes.
Wow.
Do you think these calls about Alex Caruso are just teams asking what Alex Caruso is like?
just calling. Like, who is this guy?
Yeah. What's his like workout regimen? We're interested.
He seems fun. Does he want to hang out sometime?
We have an office pool going on right now. How old is he?
I like to think of the Rockets calling Lakers about him. Like, do you think he could play center?
I want
to point out on the 4-team trade, I love that the whole like reason that trade happened was for the Rockets, presumably a contender, not really, but in their eyes, to get a piece, Robert Covington, that they think is like a big key to them being a contender, mm-hmm. and just nobody gives a shit.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, the Clint Capella trade to the Hawks. Hawks are upgrading, baby. Let's do this.
And then the reports of like, yeah, they're not looking for another center for the Rockets. Like, they're just going to play PJ Tucker at center.
Yeah, I did see that as it stands right now, they would face the Jazz in the first round of the playoffs and would have PJ Tucker on Gobert. Which, I mean, that's a choice.
I mean, it's something that I would like to see.
He's going to retire after this year.
PJ?
Yeah. After he plays
Rudy, after not being an all-star.
After he plays center for the next 40 games.
Maybe the Mavs will flip Willie Cauley-Stein to the Rockets.
Maybe the Rockets could trade for Clint Capella.
Okay.
They do need a center.
Aiden, who would, if there's someone to put you on the hot seat, someone on the Hawks that you'd most like to be traded away?
Oh, wow. That's hard. I do love each of them dearly. I mean, we could not trade Jeff Teague away this quickly, as far as I know.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
Nobody wants to say Jeff Teague because it brings up too many painful memories of, you know, mm-hmm. a more calm time for the Hawks.
Yes. It's okay. We're here for you.
You know, Jeff Teague or Alex Len.
That's fair.
He's just a big, bumbling man with the worst hands I've ever seen on a basketball player.
Does he shoot threes now? I remember hearing in the offseason they were going to let him shoot threes.
He was shooting. He's actually been like solid this season. They just refused to actually play him at center for whatever reason. So yeah, let him go to, I don't know, Portland?
Houston.
Or Houston.
Can we could we get a breakdown, real or fake? It's not really important to me if it's accurate or not, of Hawks player Charlie Brown Jr.
Well, Charlie Brown Jr. I mean, you're talking about the real ace up the Hawks sleeve. I mean, part of the reason why they've been so content to start so many of these young players is that in the 21-22 season, they'll just unleash Charlie Brown Jr. and the whole experiment will come to fruition.
Mm.
And the Waffle House Warriors will go 73-9. Before losing to the Cavs in the Eastern Conference semis, because that's
oh,
Charlie
no.
Brown Jr. is going to have the whole league saying "wah wah 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 wah."
There it is, folks.
Okay, so here's something fun right now. The Warriors have on the Warriors pretty much have only two true small forwards, with Glenn Robinson, Alec Burks. Neither are playing tonight, because they're both likely about to be traded away.
Both? Really?
As expected, the Nets are up 54-31 right now with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter.
You hate to see it.
And this is why small forwards are good.
Who are they playing at small forward? Like at the three or guarding the three? Who does it seem like is at that spot?
Like Damian Lee, which to me is an uh-oh, and Jacob Evans.
Mm-hmm.
Which
have they considered in a power forward and asking him to just crouch down? Just
their
be smaller
current lineup after some subs right now. D'Lo at point. It looks like Lee at shooting guard, and then Marquise Chris. Pascal in green, all guarding whoever needs inside.
I gotta believe Draymond would play the three in that lineup, but maybe not.
I mean, this because the Nets' leading scorer is their small forward.
Yep.
Joe Harris.
Who would have thought?
They just didn't put a fifth guy out there, and Joe Harris is just unguarded, but he's still shooting 5 for 9.
You gotta think. Warriors are gonna want a small forward in a trade.
Who was it they were requesting back from Minnesota when they were dangling D'Angelo Russell?
Andrew Wiggins. Oh. Andrew Wiggins was dangling.
Whoa.
Andrew Wiggins was hanging on to the helicopter that they were giving D'Lo at California.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. Yep.
I think it was just like first round pick. Actually.
Yeah.
So that was it. They wanted an unprotected first rounder.
I saw that the talks with the Wolves have stalled, and that did give me some relief a bit, because I actually started to have some fear that Warriors would be like, okay, we'll try Wiggins.
Yeah, I think with Minnesota making the Roko trade already, I think they're like done trading for now. I don't know. I could be wrong, but
that's
I feel like the door has closed now that they made their trade. They got, you know, they got their Malik Beasley and three other guys who will never play or should never play.
Everything that Kat wanted.
I cannot believe I logged on to hear Juancho Hernan Gomez slander.
I'm sorry.
Sometimes he's Juan and sometimes he's Juancho. which is it? That's my question.
Eating some shows.
All right,
I got my answer. Thank you.
Time to check the Shams report.
Well, there's.
Oh, go ahead, Will.
I just wanted to give an update to our loyal fans. Back in the day, we talked about Isaac Bonga kicking his own teammate Rui Hachimura in the nuts so hard that he missed 5 games. All in all, Rui Hachimura ended up missing 22 games because he was kicked so hard in the nuts by his own teammate, Isaac Bonga. He is finally back and about ready to play again. So if that's your Isaac Bonga kicked his teammate so hard.
I was afraid you were about to say he's finally back and got kicked once more.
Well, no, his first game back was against the Warriors, and he had to match up with Draymond after missing 22 games.
No.
Of the 22 games, what's the breakdown of missing it because of pain and missing it because of embarrassment?
Well, I imagine at first I thought it was he was missing them for embarrassment, but then he had to get surgery because he got kicked so hard in the nuts by his own teammate, Isaac Bonka.
That's a likely story.
I feel
we've all gone into surgeries we didn't need because we've been embarrassed of how hard we got kicked in the nuts.
By our teammate, Isaac Bonga.
Whomst among us. I feel like the embarrassment came when he got drafted by the Wizards, and the Wizards were like, yeah, he's from Japan.
Oh, yeah. When he realized he was drafted for clout.
So Memphis is finalizing sending Iguodala to Miami.
Oh.
That is a thing that Shams has tweeted.
Anything that... are they planning on receiving anything in return?
Apparently not. I don't know.
Memphis was asking for a first-round pick. I don't know. And they offered him to the Bucks in exchange for the Pacers' first-round pick this coming year. And they obviously declined that. So.
Oh, wow. Iguodala agreed to a 2-year, $30 million extension with Miami.
What the fuck?
That's too much money.
Didn't they figure out if he's good still?
Do the Heat even have picks to trade?
I don't think so. They're still shipping the Goran Dragic picks, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Maybe they gave him Goran Dragic.
Yeah, what did they trade?
Memphis traded for a point guard. I'm going to disown them. They gave him $15 million a year. He hasn't played in half a year, and he didn't look very good the last time he did. But, I mean, kudos to him. I'm happy for my man Iggy.
Yeah, get your money.
I mean, think about this, though. The Heat like having a few old guys just chilling around. Haslam is still there, chilling.
That is, like, the point of Miami.
That's right. It's for retirees.
Yep.
That is true.
I was not expecting that extension, though.
That's wild.
I mean, good for him.
Anybody was. It's after this year, so he's going to get his like $17 million for this year, and then another 2 more years of 15.
Yeah. Huh. Be interesting seeing him play with Jimmy. I like that idea.
Andre is 36 years old.
This is true.
Ancient.
You know what though? He loves to golf.
That's huge. See, that's what Woj didn't report.
And so that's why he's like Miami. Okay, pay me to golf.
It is a real shame that they don't play Memphis this year anymore.
Yes, that was a fun little...
Until the NBA Finals.
There we go.
That was a fun little online beef.
Also, right before we get into it, breaking news.
Okay.
Vince Carter just checked in, and it's the anniversary of his NBA debut in 1999.
Jeez. Hell yeah.
God, I love him so much.
Old.
He's on my first team all Sun, and he will be on my all-time Suns roster after this year.
First team all dads.
I give Vince so much respect for re-signing with the Hawks, even though they played him like 30 minutes a season at power forward last season. Like, they were actively trying to kill Vince Carter, and he was like, I'll come back.
These are cool jerseys. I like them.
Yeah.
I'll come back.
The pack is back, baby.
How many minutes is he averaging this year? Not much,
not
right?
Not as much anymore. Maybe 15?
Yeah, he's not playing in a ton of games, I don't think.
15 still seems pretty good for his age.
He's getting Kyle Korver Bucks minutes over there.
Oh. All right. Good. Let's see. Any other trade? Looks like that's the big one right now is... Iguodala, we still don't know what they traded, but okay.
If we ever found out what Miami sent for this,
there's talk of Winslow is trending.
Oh Lord,
what?
It's just fans being afraid that they might have traded Winslow. Okay,
there's no way.
Yeah, no. False alarm.
No.
Wow. Okay. There was
no facts podcast.
there was talk of Lakers trying to get at Spencer Dinwiddie.
Silicon Valley.
Sure.
I'm out there.
a little bit north of there, but yes.
Since Justice Winslow was mentioned, can we all take a moment to remember that Michael Jordan was offered like 5 first round picks by the Celtics to move up in the draft so the Celtics could take Justice Winslow, and he said nah and took Frank the Tank.
Hell oh, yes.
In retrospect, that looks stupid, but at the time,
it was also stupid.
Oh, it was very stupid.
Hey, just there's nobody else with a Tank nickname.
It could have if he'd put a couple berets in, it could have been Trae Young making that terrible move. We're hearing that Jay Crowder and Solomon Hill have left the warm-up line and could be out tonight as trade deadline approaches.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
It's happening.
Solomon Hill is the ultimate, like, guy who got too much money a few years ago, and Alan Crabb. Those two are the guys that are just getting moved around because they cost too much.
Excuse me. The ultimate guy who got too much money a couple years ago is the only guy who's still with the team that gave him too much money. That's right. Jan Mahimi just has to make it to Florida. He will go all 4 years as a member of the Washington Wizards, being paid $64 million.
Good God.
We're so close.
Is this what commitment is?
This is like
Miles Plumlee is another one that got way too much money and got shipped to like 8 different teams, starting with the Bucks, though.
I have no respect for the guys who got a shit ton of money and just washed out of the league. The Joakim Noahs, the Timothy Mozgovs. I live for the Allen Crabs, the Mahimis, the Chandler Parsons that stuck it out and did nothing on their team.
Oh, man, that Mozgov money, though. Oh. That was
astronomical.
I remember when that offseason started, the first deal was Al Farouq Aminu, 3 years, $36 million, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I just meant everybody going like, oh my God, we have to get used to it. This is the new, like, the new salary cap rating. But everyone was slamming it, going like, this is the worst deal. And it was like the most average deal ever in a summer of like 50 terrible deals. It was like maybe the third worst deal that Portland gave out that summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Portland just kind of threw that money around.
Portland just straight up wasted Dame's career.
That too, yes.
That's why they're trading him straight up for
Alex.
For Alex Caruso.
Hey, you know, you do what you got to do. Wow, Jay Crowder probably gone?
Well, they're late scratches.
My son? Which Jay Crowder are we talking about? Is this the real Jay Crowder?
This is the real one. In okay. Enter.
Right.
The one that just got tackled out of bounds by Elfrid Payton.
Yes, I'm so proud of him for that.
Getting traded to another team is a woman-like tendency.
Can someone please remind me what team Jay Crowder is on? Because I feel like he's on like 8 teams at once.
He is on the Memphis Grizzlies.
I would have never guessed that.
He was on the Jazz last year, mm-hmm. right?
Yep, yeah.
Sure.
And then, where was he before the Jazz? The Cavs? He went in the IT trade and Celtics yeah. before that.
Yeah.
And Mavs
yeah.
before that.
Wow.
Nailed it. Marquette, Wisconsin. Stand up.
I was thinking a whole lot recently about when he was on that 5-year, $35 million deal and on the Celtics, and all the Celtics fans kept claiming he was the best contract in the NBA. And it was like, I kind of get what you mean, but it was really where they kept bragging about like bang for your buck. And it was like, no, like LeBron James on a max deal is the best contract in the NBA. Yeah. I would rather have Jay Crowder for $7 million a year.
That might be a nice segue into the take you wanted to bring up, Will.
Oh, yes. We got a delightful one from Celtics Twitter today. Let's see, just quickly scrolling back for it, having to scroll past all my terrible food pics that I posted after I posted the take.
Ew.
Here we go. Remember Ainge, Danny Ainge, got clowned for giving Jaylen 4 years, $107 million, And now compared to Simmons, Jamal, Ingram, that's a steal by like 80 million. Lol. I want to start off doing what I did the first time I saw the take, which is throw out the Jamal Murray thing because I think he is wildly overpaid. Comparing Jaylen getting 4 years, $107 million, and then Ben Simmons and Brandon Ingram getting, what are they on, 5 years, $170 million, mm-hmm. And claiming that Jaylen is a steal by $80 million compared to those guys, when Ben Simmons is a multiple-time All-Star and Brandon Ingram is an All-Star in the real conference, whereas Jaylen Brown is a good role player. Some really fucking rose-colored glasses on that one.
That's like the most Celtics takes.
Good thing we got a worse player and we're paying him less. I was like, yeah.
Are we sure that wasn't a Bill Simmons like parody account or something?
Well, it's a Barstool account, so there you go. Like, also, they don't need to do this. They have, like, just compare Jason Tatum to those guys. Like, why would you compare Jaylen Brown to somebody else? But there's no reason to compare, like, Jaylen Brown to, like, Brandon Ingram and Ben Simmons, who are just far, far better players than he is.
Compare Jaylen Brown to Alex Caruso and then trade him for Alex Caruso.
That is the funniest trade that could happen right now that doesn't involve a top 20 player in the league.
Trade Jaylen Brown for Charlie Brown Jr.
Ooh.
Hawks say no.
Ruins the plan.
No.
Well, the thing is, Charlie, let's do a little research here. Charlie Brown Jr., let's check out his contract.
Might have the best contract in the league.
Might be steal by about $80 million.
Charlie Brown Jr. is on a two-way contract. He's only making like $80 grand right now.
It doesn't get better than this.
So he's making a huge steal. Just having that instead of having to pay $107 million to Jaylen Brown, like that's a waste. You could have this guy for $80 grand, and he's an NBA player because
that's a steal by like $107 million.
There you go.
Imagine what you can do with $107 million. Hmm. You could get $180 million more Charlie Browns.
Shit. Don't do that math. The unstoppable team.
Just play them all at once and the other team's done for.
The ultimate 2K mod.
You're allowed... Ooh, that'd be fun. You're allowed to play not a certain number of players at a time, but a certain amount of contract value at a time. You can have $100 million on the floor, and I'm just signing the shittiest players in the world, and I've got thousands of them out there mobbing your superstars.
I got 15 Quinn Cooks versus one Timothy Mozgov.
I'm just gnawing on LeBron James's ankles out there with thousands behind me.
One LeBron versus a whole team of Zions. Who wins?
Oh, my God. Zion is my boy. He wins. He would just take up so much more space.
There's no room to play.
Exactly. You imagine four Zions could stand shoulder to shoulder and block the entire court.
All right, here's an idea. We've seen a coach get traded before.
Mm-hmm.
You have to trade for a coach on your own team. So, like, Hawks for Aiden, Wizards for Will, Bucks for Joe. Who are you trading in for what coach?
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
I'm trading Clint Capella back to the Houston Rockets.
Okay.
And I want Mike D'Antoni to coach the Hawks.
Is that specifically so you can say D'Antoni the Pringles man?
It wasn't, but now it is. I was more thinking, imagine the 7 seconds for less Suns. But now with Trae Young, he's throwing bombs from half court with 20 seconds left on the shot clock every single possession.
Oh my God, yes.
I want that to happen.
I would like that. That sounds fun.
Here's the thing, though. What would happen to Full Court Mess hottest coach, Lloyd Pierce?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm trading for Lloyd Pierce.
God damn.
One, he's hot. I'd like to have that. Two, I'm hoping still a decent coach, but he seems kind of tough, and I think the Wizards could use it after I think Scott Brooks has let them get away with anything for years. And I will be giving back to the Hawks in exchange for Lloyd Pierce, Isaac Bonga and the nuts that he knocked off.
I think I would keep Budenholzer for the Bucks. But if Steve Kerr is available, I would trade Budenholzer and Sterling Brown for Steve Kerr.
Okay. So I'm
because the Warriors need a small forward.
Yeah, so here's, yeah, if I have to trade away a coach, as a Warriors fan, then that means I have to trade away Steve Kerr. So I'm going to cheat here and say there's a lot of value to Steve Kerr. So, Joe, we can trade. I'll take Bud, but for the value, I'm not sure about the value I'm getting back. I might have to take Kerr for Giannis. We do need a small forward.
I'm gonna have to decline.
Okay.
Because Giannis isn't a small forward. He's a point forward center.
Uh-huh.
And so that's just not gonna fit on the Warriors team. Okay. I don't see how that fits.
You gotta be honest. Would it change anything? Giannis would still get cooked by Joe Harris.
You gotta be Giannis'd, am I right? Excellent. Thank you.
Also, the Warriors should just start Steve Kerr at small forward. How much worse could it get?
I mean, he could make a few open shots.
He can't be much worse than... Who the hell was that guy? Jacob Evans?
Jacob Evans has not been great.
Sounds like a high school role player.
Jacob Evans, one of the ones that everyone overreacted at just because the Warriors drafted him and did the whole... Y'all really let the Warriors get Jake. This is why they run the league.
It's just a bad name. It sounds like the really annoying kid in like a third grade class.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Then there's Damian Lee, who still struggles to make layups. But he is Steph Curry's brother-in-law. Apparently there's value in that.
Nepotism.
We try to get on guys, but I mean, you can't blame a guy for struggling with layups. The hoop is way up there, man. It's like 10 feet in the air.
Can you even imagine?
Are you supposed to just lay the ball in? God.
Also, a foul on a three-point shot is more valuable than a layup. Why learn layups?
Mm-hmm. So you are ready for Mike D'Antoni to coach your team.
I'm so ready.
Let's see. Guys, how about all this Knicks talk? It's really fun.
Is it?
If you enjoy watching the Knicks bury holes for themselves, or dig holes for themselves with they want the Raptors GM.
Yeah.
And
yep. Every day we're hearing news of the Warriors The Knicks have been reaching out to teams to see interest levels in blank player, D'Lo, Masai.
Well, yeah. First off, we should start with the news that the GM is gone just days before the trade deadline, which is just great timing.
Sorry, yes. I want to be clear what happened here. They reported him as being like let go, and the fans were celebrating, and they realized he wasn't let go; he was promoted. He's not the GM anymore, or the president of basketball operations. He's just on the board of the team.
Yep.
So it's very classic, terrible organization too. You've got an awful GM/president or whatever, and when you get rid of them, you still can't even get rid of them. They're still there and have decision-making power.
Mm-hmm.
But that did apparently was the turning point in when they decided to start shopping Marcus Morris, who a lot of people seem to be pretending is very valuable right about now.
There was, reports that both the Clippers and Lakers want him just to keep him away from the other team. Which it's makes like, no sense to me.
He's one of those players who gets like 30% better in the playoffs just because he's mean.
Yeah.
Just because it's always nice to have, you know, someone in a 7-game series who just the other team does not like.
That's true.
He makes them sad.
Every team needs a bad sport.
Yeah.
I think he'd be great for Lakers to get because it continues this like Lakers pattern of surrounding LeBron with like problematic people.
I like it with the Clippers just because it's continuing the pattern of the Knicks just demanding people they will not get. They've just been like Landry Shamet or no deal, and the Clippers just go, all right, no deal.
wait, come back. We're just kidding.
We're willing to negotiate, but we want Landry Shamet. No. All right. You drive a hard bargain.
It is funny that the Knicks for the past 20 years have entered every trade negotiation like they have the most leverage of any team in the league.
Yeah.
And they refuse to learn.
We're the Knicks. You have to respect us. Oh, you don't want to trade?
And
okay.
Kevin Durant was like, nah, you guys aren't cool anymore. That was the biggest slam the Knicks could have ever faced, was that Kevin Durant was like, the Knicks ain't it anymore. The Knicks ain't cool.
The Knicks are so lame. He signed with the Nets like on Instagram without having talked to them.
As James Dolan just plays blues guitar sadly to himself.
That was it. I forgot. They said like him getting chanted, like them, the crowd chanting "sell the team" at him was the turning point that made them like decide to trade Mark Moore and fire the guy or promote the guy.
We have there's just some tweets about the offers between the Knicks and the Warriors of Knicks offering Bobby Portis, Kevin Knox, Frank Ntilikina, and Alonzo Trier in a second round pick for D'Lo.
Y'all want these shitty players for your good player?
The Knicks are really counting on the fact that no one has watched them play for a really long time. And they're just like, yeah, I mean, there's no way they're offering us four like assholes for D'Lo.
But it's four young assholes, and it's implicit that, no, guys, we're just terrible at player development. You guys can probably make good players out of these.
That is exactly what would happen. And then the Warriors develop them perfectly, and everyone's like, see, this is why you didn't trade away all those guys.
No, Frank McCain is actually really good. We're just incompetent.
It's not you, it's me.
I actually do believe Frank Ntilikina is awesome. And he's just on the Knicks right now. It's becoming the Suns effect, where any player drafted to the Suns is doomed to fail.
Y'all, Justice Winslow did get traded.
Oh.
No way.
Yep, Woj just said
wow.
He's part of the package headed to Memphis.
Wow.
That is fun for Memphis.
I mean, Yes. That's an incredibly Memphis player.
Yes.
Yeah, that rules.
Good energy.
So it must be like, what is it, Iggy Crowder and Solomon Hill for fire up the trade machine for Justice and someone else?
No, I think like that's not enough money coming back to Memphis. I think it has to be Justice and others for Iggy because Iggy's got $17 million this year.
Okay. Oh, so the Heat signed him for a deal. They gave him less money than he was already making. Wow.
They extended him.
Yeah.
Genius. Can't believe that.
Oh my god. And this is all great point. Go ahead.
Because Iguodala is just done playing in the regular season, right? So this is $15 million a year just for the playoffs, presumably.
And you're not entirely possible. They now have Ja, Justice, Jaren, and Jonas all on the Grizzlies. But
that rules.
Oh, boy.
They did, in all likelihood, just trade Jay.
That's still so much power.
Ja, Justice, Jaren, and Jonas.
Yeah. Let's see. I see another report of like that Warriors-Knicks deal. Warriors said, okay, give us Mitchell Robinson and a first round pick then, and the Knicks were like, no, that's no.
Give us your one player of value and your one pick of value.
And we'll give you...
We'll think about it.
Yeah, and we'll give you a player of great value.
Also, Memphis still has Brandon Clark, which means I'm all in on them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good team.
They're fun. I like their energy. And it was fun them tweeting about wanting Andre gone.
No, that was so delightful.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here. Hot take: their uniforms, super good.
Okay. Okay.
So
okay.
Much.
That's he is out on a limb. Don't let that tree break under your weight, big boy.
My only wish is that Omri Caspi was still on the Grizzlies. That would make it the perfect team.
My wish for every team is that they still had Omri Caspi.
My beautiful son, who had one game where he was in a shooting duel with Steph Curry and he matched him. Ugh, it was beautiful.
That was a great game.
The Lakers have inquired about Dennis Schroeder. Oh, the conversation.
Dennis Schroeder needs to get back on the Hawks so that the Hawks can have both players in the league with a blonde streak of hair. Once again.
Oh, I'm really hoping we can get Clint to take that out now that he's not in Houston anymore.
Dennis Schroeder probably needs to stay out of Atlanta for like legal reasons.
There's that also, yes.
Because I think the case is still open. I probably just missed how it ended, but.
This was the domestic abuse one, right? Or is this a different one?
It was. I think he just got in like a bar fight.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Schroeder, he's another person who gets 30% better in the playoffs just because every other team hates him.
Fair enough.
This is true. Yeah, it's not even that he's mean. It's just that he's unlikable.
He did. I'll thank him forever for spawning the John Wall fuck is wrong with you boy gif.
Great moment.
Mm-hmm.
He played well that series. But yeah, greatest contribution was spurring that shift.
You know, and again,
I'm seeing that Iguodala's second year of the extension is a team option.
Okay.
I'm seeing that Iguodala's being called a broke down ass old motherfucker by the young core of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, all right.
Joe, you want to take us through the retro take while we keep an eye out for breaking news?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Before I do, I have found a tweet from March 15th, 2016 from Aiden J. Sears that I wanted to read off real quick. All it says is, with the political climate that we're in right now in the country, I think this is pretty fitting. It just reads, John Kasich, you D2 women's basketball coach preaching the bounce pass looking ass.
Damn.
Aiden, care to respond?
I stand by that tweet fully and all of its implications. I don't think it's an aggressive tone, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing because you should preach the importance of a bounce pass. And I think it's gone away from the league, and I think that's a damn shame. Mm-hmm.
This is true. I can get down with this.
I've got another one here from Aiden J. Sears.
My God.
From June 16th, 2016. One time I broke up with a girl just because she had a credit card that was not the official card of the National Basketball Association. Is this true?
I don't recall for a second tweeting that, but yes. It's true.
But I never would have tweeted it if it wasn't true.
Okay, we'll move on.
Joe, quick update.
I don't
want to
dox you too much, Aiden.
Quick update on this Warriors roster. They're shooting 30% right now. We're in the third quarter. Hold on. Shooting 8.7% from three. That is a 2 for 24.
You're going to start making those. Keep shooting.
Mm-hmm. Play that Rockets ball. All right, Joe, you're clear for takeoff.
Okay, I've got one more Aiden J. Sears tweet. June 21st, 2018. I am much taller than Trae Young, but I'm a basketball player. Even.
Joe, can you Aiden, repeat that?
How tall are you, and are you good at basketball?
I am 6'6", and I am way, way worse than someone who is 6'6" should be.
Okay. Will, how do you feel about being the second tallest person on the podcast now?
I mean, it's quite a blow, but I do remember every time I played pickup, I knew my time to leave was when I matched up with a guy on the other team, and all of a sudden he was like 4 inches taller than me. I'd be like, oh, sorry, the good players started showing up. Let me dip out, guys. So I will be leaving the pod immediately.
I mean, I am very much of a Porzingis-esque pickup player because I refuse to pick and roll, and I will just pick and pop.
You refuse physical contact.
Absolutely, yes.
Perfect. We literally talked about that last episode.
We love Porzingis slander here. Keep it up.
We
slander. That was not slander. I think that's the ideal way to play basketball.
That's also fair.
He's the unicorn.
He's the unicorn, as in we'll never see him play. We'll never see him in the real world.
When I played pickup, I found a very unique way to piss people off because they get mad, but they don't really know how to articulate it. I had asthma that I refused to address and terrible conditioning. So I would only play on one half of the floor, but I would only play defense. So I would go all out on defense and rebounding and then never really even cross half court for offense. And they'd be mad, but they never really could like get to say it because they were still kind of hyped that they got to take all the shots. And I never demanded that, but it was harder because they were playing 4-on-5. But it's really fun to watch your teammates get angry with you but not really know how to address it because they're used to people only trying on offense.
I'm taking too many shots, man. Come on.
Get over here. I've got nobody crashing the offensive glass. Nobody complains about that. Shut up.
Okay. So Bleacher Report assembled about a year and a half ago, the 10 worst NBA trades of the last decade. So these span from 2008 to 2018, and they've got 10 on the list. I might just kind of pick and choose a few, and we can reminisce a little bit about what teams were even thinking when they made these trades. So starting in 2008, the Pistons trade Chauncey Billups for Allen Iverson. Days into the 2008-2009 campaign, Detroit surprisingly moved on from longtime point guard Chauncey Billups in favor of then Denver Nuggets guard Allen Iverson. The Pistons limped into the postseason before getting swept out by the Cavs. Then they failed to win more than 32 games 7 years in a row.
Whew.
And Allen Iverson retired also after that season.
So he retired as a Piston.
I believe so.
So that's a victory for them as far as I see it.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame wearing a Pistons jersey.
There you go. Right next to Wizards legend Paul Pierce.
Um, 2011, Knicks, Nuggets, T-Wolves, and the no-win Carmelo trade. If you're feeling generous, you could give the Nuggets a slight edge in this transaction. Jamal Murray became one of the future draft picks that moved in this trade. But near total disaster is how this is described. Nuggets brought in Wilson Chandler, Danilo Gallinari, Raymond Felton, Timofey Mozgov, and future picks, with Murray becoming one of them. The Timberwolves facilitated the trade by adding Eddie Curry and Anthony Randolph. And wow. The author writes, I need to go wash my hands.
I'm sorry. There is definitely a winner in this trade. Any team who adds the wagon father, Raymond Felton, is the winner of whatever trade they were involved in.
Well, okay. Okay.
I think Eddie Curry is the winner of that trade just because it implied that a team wanted to have him. And I bet that felt good for Eddie Curry.
The words Eddie and Curry just remind me of the greatest tweet of all time. Steph Curry just a glorified Eddie House. Was that it?
Wow.
I don't like that. Delete that.
Isn't there one that's like James Harden is just a glorified Raymond Felton? I think that one's out there somewhere.
I mean, if you're looking for a true one, then...
Okay, 2011, Clippers trade unprotected pick, which becomes Kyrie Irving. The Clippers thought a 28-year-old Mo Williams and a 30-year-old Jamario Moon were more valuable than an unprotected first-round pick.
Clippers legend Mo Williams.
Bucks legend Mo Williams. I think Mo Williams is like on just about every team in the NBA at some point.
Yeah. Kind of, I think he's one of those.
Similar to Drew Gooden. I want a Drew Gooden jersey that has a piece of all like 20 teams he was on, just in strips. Just every team accounted for him.
It also has a piece of his gigantic draft day suit.
That's where the value lies.
We're going to go with the Knicks again, 2013. Knicks go all in on Bargnani.
Oh, God.
1 year after averaging 19.5 points a game, Andre Bargnani struggled to only 12.7 per game. For some reason, the Knicks decided that meant he was a must-have centerpiece. New York shipped Marcus Camby, Steve Novak, Quentin Richardson, and three draft picks to Toronto for Bargnani. He would appear in just 71 games over the next two seasons, and they let his contract expire.
Knicks legend Steve Novak.
Bucks commentator legend Steve Novak.
Ooh, is he?
He is.
Wow.
One of them.
I did not know this.
Rotating commentator, yeah. He retired as a Buck. I think he played one or two seasons at the end of his career as like a garbage time spot shooter, like fan favorite, would maybe make one shot a game and the crowd would go nuts.
I see. Okay,
he makes sense. He is truly the Bucks, as to the Bucks, as Drew Gooden is to the Wizards. Because he's currently calling the Wizards games and he's just awful at it.
Was Drew Gooden good? He's no Richard Jefferson, but he's pretty good.
I know this was a little bit in the past, but who was Richard? Was Richard Jefferson talking about Tony Snell? If any of our listeners haven't heard about Richard Jefferson saying that Tony Snell is shooting like he got that coronavirus.
Yeah,
I was watching that game.
It was a great line.
That happened.
I'm so happy that Richard Jefferson is working the games now.
He's got all this like insider intel, it feels like, where he's like putting to rest all these like myths and legends that either are related to him or like players he's played with, like the Paul Pierce pooping on the court and having to be wheelchaired off. He was just like, he like brought that up, and then Paul Pierce was like, yeah, this is what happened. Like, he like forced his hand, didn't he?
Something like that.
Or am I making that up?
He's doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, he is doing what needs to be done.
We love him. 2013, Nets mortgage future for KG and Paul Pierce. This is probably, like, when I thought about the worst trade of the decade, this one came to mind first for me.
You mean trading away the entire team?
Away three future first-round picks and pick swaps and five players for Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Jason Terry. I remember they were the five seed in the East that first year, and then they never made the playoffs again for like until last year.
Yeah, I feel like considering how bad that trade is, I feel like they've recovered quite well.
Yes, but it was a rough.
It was a rough
6 year stretch.
Yes.
Before that.
Yes.
My favorite thing about that trade is that, because I'm pretty sure that was on draft night, and that was when Bill Simmons was covering it, and Simmons hated the trade. He was like, the Celtics got fleeced, the Nets are going to win championships.
Yeah, oh yeah, everybody thought those guys were like still in their prime, and then very quickly it was realized that they were not.
Like, no, they're 34.
I want to watch out on everybody there. I don't want to absolve Bill Simmons. I was 13 and a moron, and I thought the Nets were going to be bad when they traded for those dudes. He should be ashamed of himself. That I could understand being unhappy that your legends were traded away, but to actually think it was a bad basketball move from a guy who covered the sport at the time is hilarious.
I mean, I think the trade's good because it's a reminder to all of us that none of us, except for Will, know what we're talking about.
That was my one good take.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't do that here. Is anywhere on this list is the Magic to Thunder trade?
No, it should be though.
The
Oladipo for Serge Ibaka.
Ibaka for Oladipo, yeah. Sabonis, and Ilyasova.
Oh yeah.
Which
that was
like,
a bad one.
It's bad
because Ibaka left like right away.
Yeah, and then Thunder didn't even keep them. So
yeah, it's not even in the honorable mentions of this post either.
The winner of a Magic and Thunder trade is the Pacers.
It's true. One more here. Okay. 2015 Celtics steal Isaiah Thomas from the Suns. Less than 8 months after the Kings dealt him to the Suns, Isaiah Thomas found his way to the Celtics. Phoenix had a crammed backcourt. That was when they had Dragic, Bledsoe, and Isaiah Thomas and tried to like play all three at the same time.
The triple guard.
And it didn't work. And so the Suns accepted a return of Marcus Thornton and a future first round pick, which became Marquise Chris.
Oh, no.
Eventually.
Oh, boy.
So Thornton appeared in 9 games for the Suns.
And after that trade, how many did Isaiah Thomas appear in for the Suns?
Like our own Suns list or the Phoenix Suns?
I'm just saying.
What are we talking here?
The Suns got a guy who played in a lot more games after that trade than IT did. So sounds like they won.
That trade probably would
9
be 9
is more than 0. You heard it here first, folks.
If it was anyone other than the Suns and they were able to draft anyone other than Marquise Chris, it's not a terrible trade anymore.
Maybe even if any other team did draft Marquise Chris.
Marquise Chris might be better if he wasn't drafted to the Suns. It's true.
Sure.
They stunted his growth.
I feel
hate to see it.
Yeah, I feel bad even kind of like really mocking that one just because of IT ever since has had like what one good season after that and been just awful ever since. That just seems like the Celtics got really lucky for 1 year.
How is he doing on the Wizards right now?
Oh, he's basically the worst player in the NBA.
Okay.
Oh no.
Like the team has the worst defense in history. The offense started off fun and has gotten a little bit worse, but it's still decently fun. The other point guard is Ish Smith and then kind of Troy Brown Jr. And the fans are begging the team to stop playing IT.
I mean, the fans have been begging the team to stop playing half the team.
No, they like legit, they're fine with pretty much everybody getting minutes except him now.
Wow.
It's murder. It just adds nothing.
But he's the pizza man.
He's a pizza. Yeah. Pizza guy. Can we get a rest in peace to Isaiah Thomas?
Back up the Brinks truck.
Pancaked by Brinks truck.
Back up the Brinks hearse.
I do love that whole thing of saying that they need to bring in the Brinks truck when you consider that the maximum load is $1 million cash on a Brinks truck.
Hey, and he's on that Vet Men deal. He got it.
The prophecy is foretold.
I struggle between thinking what's crazier, that he was about to get like $200 million or that Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was about to get a max deal. And then due to some weird timing, did it, and this is his career.
Do you think if he got the max deal, he would have been motivated to be better?
No, I think he'd be worse. But man, it sure would be fun to talk about the Pistons giving Kentavious Caldwell-Pope like $118 million.
Jeez.
Oh, I shudder at the thought.
All I have is the Pistons hard capped themselves for Langston Galloway.
Oh God,
that's
one
still...
equally hard cap for Langston Galloway.
It's like that. It's like that take about the guy that said, "Don't vote Ben Simmons an All Star," so he's motivated to get better.
That was awesome.
We'll never know. He was voted an All Star again, so.
And now he's gonna suck.
Could have been so much better.
It is funny to imagine Ben Simmons not getting voted and him being like, "Damn, maybe I should learn how to shoot three pointers."
The fans really got to me with this one. There's some shit going down in Philly. All the players are saying that there's bad stuff in the locker room, but they won't say what it is.
Ooh.
I'm seeing a lot of fire Brett Brown takes from Philly fans.
I've seen a lot of that too.
And I don't know if that just means Philly's underachieving or if he's actually not that great a coach. Because Philly fans in all sports tend to be very rational and well thought out in their takes.
Sure.
I'll just say that.
Yeah. All right, now for the podcast that we don't let the Philly people listen to, we'll geo-block it, the real one.
Yes. The most, I don't even know what to say.
They can be some real dill holes.
Not stable in any way.
No wonder we have an explicit label.
The fans that...
They stink!
Let's see, I am looking at the Sixers roster so we can try to guess who is the bad locker room energy. And you got to think it's Raul Neto.
Oh,
his hotness is just making everyone else jealous.
That's absolutely it. Do you think they're mad that they're just all really mad that Matisse Thybulle is not in the Rising Stars Challenge?
His agent said assistant coaches, and everyone on the team's like, "Yeah, they are,"
including
he's ours. Right.
They're rebelling against their own assistant coaches.
Let's see. We got Al Horford.
People want him traded too. Has he been that bad this year? Like I've been seeing a lot of like, get rid of Horford, get rid of him. He's garbage. I cannot believe that he's that bad.
Let me pull up the stats for the season.
Get ready to believe it, Bubba.
We have 19-20 season stats, 12 points per game, 6 rebounds, 3.9 assists.
This man is averaging a single-double.
I mean, he's like the fourth option on that team at best. Like, he's not the five. He plays the four, right? Like, he can't be putting up the same numbers he was going to put up in Boston. Is that what people thought he would do?
I think... Well,
even when Horford was like the first option, he's really more of an 18-8 kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's never going to be like 20-15 a game or anything, even at his peak. So
I don't understand
what the issue is.
He's slow as fuck.
Well, yeah, he's always been slow.
Like, they're like, he's hardly moving out there. He can't.
He's in his 30s. That's what happens.
I feel like there is some disappointment about him. Then we have Tobias Harris.
Bucks legend.
Seems like a nice guy. So they all probably hate him. 19
they
points per game.
Just gave him like a max deal.
6 rebounds, 2.9 assists. It's got to be Joel Embiid. He's making too many jokes in the locker room.
Mm-hmm. Breaking too many fingers in half.
He just keeps quoting Rick and Morty. what are his stats? His stats are pretty good. Ben Simmons. I don't know. Maybe everyone is just mad about the rise of Shake Milton.
Oh my god.
And the cool name of Shake Milton.
I can't believe they had Shake Milton and Landry Shamet and let Landry Shamet go.
Oh.
It was everything I wanted out of a draft.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think anyone's going to get traded from them in the next, well, how many hours are left? 20 hours?
I don't think it's major. Maybe they ship out a Shake Milton type, but.
Whew. Yeah, are there any major trades that are going to go down, you think? I mean, I wouldn't even consider, like, Marcus Morris getting traded to the Lakers or Clippers as major at this point.
I would give the 76ers Bradley Beal for Ben Simmons, straight up.
Okay, who says no?
Throw in Jan Mahimi, and you've got a deal.
Well, then the Wizards say no.
Fly out of my cold dead hand.
The literal cornerstone of the franchise.
He's the only player in the NBA correctly utilizing virtual reality technology to improve his free throw percentage by as many as 5 percentage points. He's not leaving the team.
We love a gamer.
And he's not the only player who's doing that. He's definitely the only French player doing that. And he wears a lot of turtlenecks.
Gobert would never.
Hey, how about the fact that Mike Scott still plays for the Sixers?
Yeah, and the fans, like, hate him now.
Hawks legend, what? Mike Scott.
Mike Scott rules.
Yeah, they turned on him the second he started sucking at basketball like a bunch of fake fans.
He's always sucked at basketball.
I know.
He's terrible. Six out of seven games, and then one out of every seven, he'll make five straight threes in the third quarter, and then you have to sit him immediately.
They really thought they were getting something else out of that, but they're all pissed at him because he's doo-doo.
Malcolm Brogdon is the only player from the University of Virginia allowed to be good in the NBA.
There is slander. All right. Well, he's tearing apart.
That's DeAndre Hunter slander. That is Ty Jerome slander. That is Kyle Guy slander.
Okay, this guy knows player names.
I'm taking them all down.
Joe Harris is the one who's actually not shitty, though. So,
Kyle O'Quinn is still in the league. I'm seeing him on the Sixers roster. Defensive specialist, Kyle O'Quinn.
Wasn't an issue, like, before the season started for the Sixers that they had no depth?
Yes.
Like, that was... Like, after they had great starters,
yeah,
and then after that, it just dropped right off. Is that the issue still?
I would imagine.
I don't even know if, like, the starters are playing that well. I think their biggest issue is, I saw something about them, they, like, don't win any games on the road. There was also this great little chart that people put together that showed they play down to their competition more than any other team in the league.
Nice.
It was like a thing where it was like, how good is your performance versus the top 10 teams in the league? How good is your performance versus the middle 10 teams in the league? And how good is your performance versus the bottom 10 teams? And out of every team in the league, they're like the only one where all their performances are equal. They're like, hey, we'll match whoever y'all are. That's it.
I don't know. You got to think it's Mike Scott getting 18 minutes a game.
Oh, Lord.
That's too many.
I got to check Kyle O'Quinn's minutes per game, too. He is getting a whole 10 minutes. That's too many. Where are they getting these minutes?
Like, what do you expect from Brett Brown if, like, this is your roster and this is what you're working with?
Well, like... what you expect is him to fire himself.
He's okay. A Popovich disciple. He's got to be good.
See, this is the problem. This is where the expectations got out of whack. Mike Scott this season so far has a negative 0.2 VORP, and it's pretty clear that the fans were expecting the 0.4 VORP he contributed in his age 27 season with the Atlanta Hawks.
Mm.
It's easy to see how they got mixed up.
All right, I'm doing a quick Woj and chance check before we wrap up. No new news.
Do we have finalized details on the Iggy Justice Winslow trade?
You're not. People are theorizing that there actually could be Oklahoma City involved in this deal as well, and that's why it's taking so long, because it's a three-team deal.
What?
Oh. I mean, if Jay Crowder and Solomon Hill were walking off the court, I gotta believe they're probably or potentially involved somehow.
Yeah.
Right?
Makes it sound like you're accusing them of a crime.
So you think, so is there any chance the Heat got Iggy and Gallinari and Jay Crowder?
I don't know if which team like Jay Crowder would necessarily be going to. I don't think he'd be going to the Heat. But yeah, there are definitely some people who do believe that this is their move for Iggy and Gallinari.
That would be scary, in my opinion.
Like, they'd still be good, but it's just like they were a, like, you know, they're a pretty good team, and then they added a dude who's, like, pretty good. I don't know. It's just you're still entering the playoffs with Jimmy Butler as your best player and your second best player being
Duncan Robinson.
Yep.
Ain't really nobody beating the Bucks.
Derrick Jones Jr. name should be Duncan Robinson, but instead that dude has it.
It's true. All Duncan Robinson does is shoot threes, too.
Shooting Robinson.
Now we're talking.
He's no Robin, son of mine.
Wow.
Obliterated.
We have a tweet from CJ McCollum. Bro, you're a legend at Andre. My guy sat half the season, spent time with his family, promoted his book, sharpened up his post-retirement plans, and cashed out. Respect, bro.
He's just trying to not get another argument like the KD one on his podcast.
Oh.
He starts some shit and he says, I have a ring to you.
I'm trying, Andre.
All right, as we wrap up, Aiden, do you have any takes you need to get out?
Oh, man. Yes.
Okay.
Other than that I'm investing in all the Charlie Brown Jr. stock I can. All
right.
support this. I will say, I'll just go ahead and say that Trae Young ends his career more highly regarded than Luka Doncic.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Spicy.
And let's be totally clear. I don't actually, in my brain, believe that.
Of course.
When that trade I was inconsolable when that trade happened. But I'm too beyond the pale now. So yeah, Luka trash. Trae,
I love it.
Three-time MVP.
This is what we like to hear.
If you believe your take in your brain, it's not hot enough.
I feel like I could go hotter.
Okay. Can you?
Probably not.
Okay. When will the Hawks win a championship? In what season? How many years from now?
What is it currently? Math in my head. The 22-23 season.
Okay. Which is the
season after Charlie Brown Jr. makes the All-Star game.
You just got to answer that. Yes. They will win in the 2057 season. Note, I am not saying they won't also win before that. I'm promising that they will also win that season.
What will Cam Reddish amount to?
Oh, no. Cam, he's been good recently. He's been... he will amount to what people, the best version of Solomon Hill.
Wow.
Ooh. But like the best version, which is pretty good.
Okay. The best. So Solomon Hill on a good contract.
Yes.
Okay.
He will always have a pretty favorable contract.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I could see this. I like that. Quick check for news again. You know, I also have to check the most trustful news source on Twitter, Hoop Central, because they always are right.
I'm actually going to check the other most trusted news source on Twitter. I'll check Just Ry Cole and just whatever the opposite of what he said.
Okay.
He's reliable, but in a different way.
Nothing new from Hoop Central. You got to wonder if they're okay.
Are they being censored?
No, but they do have a quote that just says, "Pat." It's in quotes, "Pat Riley is going for it this year." That's Woj on the Heat's mindset at the deadline. Just imagine if Pat Riley wasn't going for it this year.
Bad news, Reichel said that Memphis won the trade, so the Heat are going to win the NBA championship.
All right.
There you have it.
All right.
This is bad news.
Aiden, you have anything to plug? Anything you've been working on lately?
Oh, I'm on Twitter at Aiden J. Sears. You had your selection of tweets that were read earlier in this episode. Check out The Hard Times. Great writing over there. I do a little bit of that. Other than that, no. Check out the Atlanta Hawks.
Folks, if you haven't heard about the Atlanta Hawks, check out their website. NBA.com/Hawks. That's a guess.
Promo code Aiden J. Sears. An exclusive look at their roster, details about their players, ages, heights, weights occasionally. Might even be some promo averages if you can prove that you already followed him on Twitter and link your Twitter account to NBA.com.
All the secret info on Pero Antich and Josh Childress and Celine Stoudemire. Aiden's favorite Hawks. Yeah.
There's also a 20% off discount code on a Carmelo Anthony Hawks jersey that you can activate in the NBA store. So check that out.
Although even when it's 20% off, it still is multiple $1,000s.
Right. Yes. Please beware of that.
In honor of Carmelo Anthony's career, I'm told it's actually only 20% on.
All right. I guess we will close this out with a little fun ending tweet to think about from our latest favorite burner account, at tan5087929. It just says, "Vote KCP."
Amen.
And then remember, our dear 5 listeners, that we love you.
Thank you very much.